Elise Glink, the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. Oh, we've got questions for you, Elise. But first, the jobs report.
Oh, it was pretty good. In fact, it was a lot better than expected, especially after that ADP number earlier in the week, right? I think everybody had nearly a heart attack when they were like, and then, you know, the number today, non-farm payrolls rose 139,000 for the month. That was above the Dow Jones estimate, bit below where we were in April. So the unemployment rate held steady. That was kind of nice. And worker pay grew again. Average hourly earnings were up 0.4% for the month and almost 4% from a year ago.
Wow. And July 1st is when the minimum wage goes up again in Illinois, right?
Yeah, it does. One of the things that was interesting is that we saw nearly half the job growth from healthcare. That added 62,000 workers. Leisure and hospitality contributed another 48,000. Social assistance added 16,000, and you'll notice the one that I didn't include, building new homes, which is really where we need people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking to Alderman Bennett Lawson earlier about granny flats, or they call them ADUs, and basically allowing people to convert their garage or their basement or their attic or their coach house into a living space, sometimes for an au pair, you know, or a family member, but many times to rent it out and make a little extra cash and pay those property taxes.
I think that's a great idea. In California, they've instituted it as a state law that you have to allow people to do this. Which I think is great. Sometimes local communities are worried about overcrowding or those kinds of people who might move in. So what we want to do is make sure that everybody who wants to and can rent or own a place can do so.
We were talking about car insurance premiums going up, and here are some of the text messages that people shared. They said, in one summer, we had three accidents in three different cars, three different drivers, no claims prior, and they wanted to cancel our insurance. Another said, you don't want to file a claim if you don't have to because it shows up as an accident on the Carfax report and lowers the value of the car when you trade it in. I had not given that thought. And somebody else said the reason it's so high is because cars don't have bumpers, not like they used to, and a little accident and the whole unibody is damaged.
Well, those are all really excellent points, and they get to some other problems that are out there as well, which is an inflation issue, right? It costs more to hire the people who fix the cars and run the car insurance programs. Legal costs, because you're fighting it in court, they're fighting, other people are fighting. Extreme weather. I mean, think about the images we saw of all those cars floating down rivers, floating in North Carolina, right? You just are seeing more and more cars that are getting damaged. And, you know, cars are very expensive now, right? The average car costs almost $50,000. And so every time, you know, you lose 1,000 of those cars and it floats down the river, it's expensive for the insurers. And then finally, we are still dealing in the car world with post-pandemic supply chain issues. And things like, you know, tipping over a cargo boat that has 1,000 cars in it, and now they're on fire floating down in the ocean, that doesn't help either. That loss is also something that pushes this. The other thing that we're really seeing is that car insurance companies are canceling, I don't know about more easily, but if you do have a claim or two and it's for a small amount, you might find yourself looking very carefully out there for another insurance company. We have some friends who lost their garage last year in that microburst that kind of came through on the North Shore. They lost one car totally, the entire garage, and almost completely totaled the other car. The car company considered that to be two separate incidents for each of the two cars as opposed to one big event.
Oh, geez.
And they also found themselves, like the person who texted in, looking pretty hard for a replacement company.
Right. Yeah. It's just crazy. But across the board, pretty much 20% over the past year, right?
Yeah, it's looking like about 20% in 1 year. Car insurance premiums have surged almost 70% since 2022, and the national average for full coverage right now, just shy of $1,900 annually.
Mm. Someone said, what is your recommendation for a deductible for home or auto? Because that's a way to lower the rate, right? Have a higher deductible?
It is. If you're looking at a $250 deductible, I think you're paying way too much for both your homeowners and for your car insurance. My best suggestion is to try and go as high as you can afford. So if that's $1,000 for your car, you may want to do it. It could significantly help out in terms of the monthly cost.
Do you have $200 billion to give away, Elise?
Boy, I sure wish I did, Lisa.
It wouldn't be a problem for me. I could find plenty of people to give it to.
I know. It's funny because there are just a handful of people in this world who can give away that kind of money in their lives, right? Bill Gates is obviously the person we're going to talk about now. Elon Musk, although I think he's worth about $40 billion less than he was the other day. But hey, what's $40 billion right, when you're in this rarefied world? Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, but Bill Gates has announced, he announced on May 8th that he's going to give away basically all of his personal worth and shutter the nonprofit Gates Foundation within the next 20 years. But what he said today, or this week, is that the majority of the funding is going to be will be spent helping challenges in Africa, which I thought was really interesting. He's going to focus on reducing the deaths of mothers and young children from preventable diseases, eradicating diseases like polio, malaria, measles, and guinea worm disease, and funding advances in education and agriculture so he can help millions of people break free from poverty. What I thought was so interesting about this, first of all, those are amazing things to do, right? We should help where we can in this world, and this country, despite our troubles, we still are the richest country in the world. And so that's a lovely thing that he's doing. I also think it's interesting because when you spread goodwill like this around the world, I do believe it comes back to you in ways that are unexpected and grow. So I'm glad to see him out there doing that.
Well, and literally he has saved hundreds of lives by vaccinating people against polio around the world. And there was a time when he was young and I interviewed his dad and I was like, what is he doing to help anyone? You know, I mean, he bought Da Vinci's scissors for like multi-millions of dollars. And like, what is he doing? And he said, he will. And when he does, it'll be big. This is about as big as it gets.
Yeah, it's really millions of people in the world are alive because of Bill and Melinda Gates, right? They're divorced now, but she has made saving people, especially she focuses more on women and children, and she's doing a tremendous amount in this country as well, and he does as well. So although a lot of the money is going to go to Africa, there's a lot of stuff going on in the U.S. as well from both Bill and Melinda. And that's just amazing stuff. So good for them, right?
Absolutely. ThinkGlink.com. That's where people can sign up for your newsletter, right?
And I hope they do.
Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you too, Lisa.